By the end of this year, I mean 2026, industry analysts are expecting a shift that honestly sounds like science fiction.
Yeah, it really does.
Right. They are projecting that the absolute majority of all new software code written globally will no longer be typed out by human hands. It's going to be generated entirely by artificial intelligence.
It is a staggering threshold to cross. I mean, we're essentially watching the fundamental language of the digital world, you know, the infrastructure that runs our banks, our hospitals, our phones, just completely change its authorship in real time.
Wow. It is wild to think about. Welcome to this deep dive. Today, our mission is to explore a comprehensive guide we've gathered on what the industry is calling vibe coding platforms. We are going to figure out how exactly describing an application in plain English is rapidly replacing, you know, the traditional, highly technical process of writing code line by tedious line.
And this is a shift that directly impacts you, the listener, regardless of your background. Whether you're a seasoned software engineer tired of boilerplate tasks, a startup founder, or simply someone who has a brilliant idea for a tool but absolutely zero technical training, well, the barrier to entry has completely evaporated.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the term vibe coding sounds, frankly, a little too casual for something this transformative.
It does sound like a joke at first.
Right. But when we look at the source material, what we're actually talking about is a highly advanced AI-powered development environment. Mm-hmm. You don't sit there memorizing and typing out complex syntax anymore. Instead, you just use a natural language prompt.
Exactly. Just plain English.
Yeah, you say something like, create a responsive landing page with a sign-up form, a dark mode toggle, and a modern aesthetic. And the platform just generates the files, renders a live preview, and deploys it to a server so people can actually visit it.
Yeah, the term vibe coding actually emerged organically from developer communities. It captures the new dynamic perfectly, honestly. You, the human, are guiding the overall direction. You are setting the architecture, the user experience, the intention. You know, the vibe.
The vibe.
Right. Well, the AI handles the mechanical execution.
Oh, yeah.
And looking at the latest developer surveys in our sources, this isn't some fringe experiment for hobbyists. 84% of professional developers are now using or actively planning to use these tools.
Wait, 84%?
Yes. And when you look at actual daily workplace usage, that number is hitting closer to 90%.
That is insane. I mean, 90% adoption in any industry is practically unheard of unless the underlying technology is solving a massive, painful bottleneck. Why is this specific approach taking over so aggressively?
Well, it comes down to the raw economics of speed. Software development has historically been a very slow, very expensive translation process.
I swear.
You have a business idea, you translate it into product requirements, and then a team of engineers translates those requirements into machine logic over the course of weeks or even months.
It costs a fortune.
Exactly. Vibe coding platforms drastically compress that time between having an idea and holding a working, tangible prototype. A minimum viable product that used to take a small engineering team an entire week to build, debug, and host can now be spun up by a single person in an afternoon.
Wow. An afternoon instead of a week.
Yeah. So when you introduce that level of time and cost compression into a market, widespread adoption isn't just likely, it's inevitable.
It makes me think of the film industry. Under the old model of coding, you had to be the camera operator, the lighting tech, the set designer, and the editor all at once.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks. Now, it sounds like you get to just be the director. You're sitting in the director's chair shouting out the vision like, do me more shadow here. Make this transition faster. Change the color palette to something moody while the AI acts as the entire production crew, just executing those specific technical tasks in real time.
That is exactly the dynamic. You make the high-level creative and architectural decisions while the machine handles the manual labor of actually making it happen.
But I want to pause here and peek behind the curtain for a second because it feels, I don't know, a little too much like magic.
It does feel like magic at first.
Right. When I type a sentence and a fully functioning web application pops out, what is that digital camera crew actually doing under the hood?
Well, it's a highly orchestrated stack of technologies. It's not just one single algorithm. At the foundation, you have large language models, or LLMs.
Okay, the engines.
Right. These are the core engines, trained on billions of lines of existing open source code. They understand the patterns of how software is structured. But an LLM on its own is just a raw engine. It needs a steering mechanism.
So how do you steer it?
That is where prompt engineering comes in. This is your ability, as the user, to frame your request with specific constraints. You don't just say build a website.
Because then you just get garbage, right?
Exactly. You tell the LLM the exact frameworks to use, the target audience, the specific functionality you need. This forces the engine to output highly targeted code.
Right, because if you leave it open-ended, the AI will just hallucinate whatever it thinks a generic website should look like. But even with a good prompt, how does the AI know what my specific project looks like if I've, say, been working on it for weeks?
Ah, okay. That brings us to the real secret sauce of these modern platforms, which is retrieval and context system.
Context system.
Yeah. Let's say you have a file in your project that defines your company's brand colors.
Yeah.
You know, your specific hex codes for blue and gray.
Okay, sure.
In older tools, you would have to manually copy and paste those colors into the chat every single time you wanted a new button. It was tedious.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It was. But modern context systems automatically scan your entire workspace. When you ask for a new button, the system retrieves your brand color file in the background, injects it into your prompt invisibly, and ensures the LLM generates a button that perfectly matches your existing design.
Wait, so it is actively reading the surrounding environment before it makes a move?
Exactly. It knows your project as well as you do. And the final piece of the puzzle is what we call agentic workflows.
Agentic workflows. That sounds like corporate buzzword bingo.
I know.
Break that down first. What does that actually mean?
So an agentic workflow simply means the AI can plan and execute a multi-step task autonomously. You aren't micromanaging every single file.
Okay, give me an example.
Let's say you ask the platform to add a user login feature. The AI agent will break that down on its own. It realizes it needs to create a front-end visual form, write the back-end logic to verify passwords, and build a database schema.
Which is essentially the blueprint for how user data is organized and stored.
Exactly. The agent writes all three of those separate components, wires them together, and tests them, all from that single initial prompt.
Wow. And this is exactly why you, the listener, need to pay attention to this shift. This completely obliterates the traditional gatekeeping of software creation.
It really does.
You don't need a 4-year computer science degree or a deep understanding of syntax to build a clickable working tool anymore. If you're a product manager, a marketer, an analyst, or just someone trying to solve a logistical problem in your neighborhood, you can build a solution yourself without waiting on a massive engineering queue.
It shifts the power directly to the domain experts. The people who intimately understand a business problem can now just build the software to solve it rather than, you know, trying to explain the problem to an external engineer for a month.
Okay, so let's say I'm sold on the idea. I want to be the director and I want to start building today. The source material outlines a massive landscape of platforms competing in 2026.
It's a very crowded space right now.
Yeah, and if I'm sitting in my desk right now staring at a blank screen, it's completely paralyzing. What studio am I actually walking into? How do we navigate this landscape?
Well, the best way to navigate it is to look at it as a progression, you know, starting with the simplest tools and graduating as your needs get more complex.
Start small.
Right. Most people start their journey with standard conversational tools like ChatGPT or Claude AI. These are fantastic for asking questions, explaining complex programming concepts, or generating a quick, isolated snippet of code.
But a chat window is isolated. It's kind of a toy phase, right? You ask for code, it spits out text, and then you're left trying to figure out what to do with a giant block of text.
Precisely. The friction comes when you want to actually see that code turn into an interface. That's when a user would graduate to something like Vercel V0.
Oh, I've seen that mentioned in the sources.
Yeah, it's a specialized tool focused entirely on front-end user interfaces. You describe a dashboard, and it generates the visual layout instantly. But eventually, you realize your beautiful dashboard needs a backend.
Right. It needs to save data, authenticate users, actually function.
Exactly.
Which means I need a tool that can build the whole house, not just paint the front door.
That is where the current explosion in prompt to web app generators is happening. Tools like Bolt.new, Lovable, and Replit AI are highlighted extensively in the sources.
Yeah, those names keep coming up.
Because they're game changers. These platforms run entirely in your web browser. You type a prompt, and they spin up the front end, the back end, and the database simultaneously. And crucially, they handle the hosting instantly.
That feels like the major aha moment for beginners. When I tried to learn coding years ago, the most infuriating part wasn't even the code itself.
It was the setup, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes. Setting up the local environment. I had to download runtimes, which is basically installing gigabytes of software just so my laptop could understand the language I was typing. and then deal with all these terminal commands before I could even write a simple Hello World script.
Setting up a local environment is historically the exact point where most beginners just quit.
I certainly did.
Right. But browser-based platforms like Replit AI completely bypass that friction. The server environment is already configured in the cloud. You just open a tab, type your prompt, and watch the application render in real time.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. The guide mentions Cursor AI as the massive favorite among professional developers. But if Bolt.new and Replit can build an entire app in a browser, why do I even need a dedicated platform like Cursor? Aren't these all just doing the same thing?
What's fascinating here is that the main differentiator is multi-file context. Professional software engineering involves massive, sprawling code bases with hundreds of interconnected files. Oh. Cursor AI is actually a full professional code editor that has been entirely rebuilt around AI. It excels at that multi-file context.
So it's for the big stuff.
Exactly. If you need to make a fundamental change to how your application handles user payments, Cursor can analyze your entire architecture, identify the 12 different files that need to be updated, and execute those changes simultaneously. It is designed for heavy-duty surgical edits on existing enterprise software.
Ah, I see.
Whereas tools like Lovable are better for generating greenfield projects from scratch.
Okay, but wait, let me push back on this entire premise. You just walked me through a landscape of AI agents that can build databases, wire up front-end interfaces, and surgically edit enterprise code bases in seconds.
Yeah, they're incredibly powerful.
So if the technology is genuinely this fast and this capable, is traditional coding just dead? Should everyone who spent the last 4 years in a computer science program start looking for a new career?
Traditional development is absolutely not dead, but it is undergoing a radical evolution. The primary reality check highlighted in the developer surveys, and honestly, the reason human engineers are still commanding premium salaries in 2026 is that AI-generated code is very frequently what the industry calls almost right, but not quite.
Explain that, because almost right in software usually means it is completely broken.
That is exactly the danger. Surveys show that a majority of professional developers do not fully trust AI output on the first try.
Really?
Yeah. An LLM might use a software library that was deprecated a year ago. It might inadvertently introduce a subtle security vulnerability when handling passwords. Or most commonly, the business logic might just be slightly off. You know, calculates a discount incorrectly, or it fails to load a specific user profile.
It goes back to my movie director analogy earlier. It's like having a brilliantly fast, incredibly eager, but wildly overconfident intern.
Yes. Perfect analogy.
Right. This intern can do a week's worth of research, coding, and drafting in a single hour. It's unbelievable productivity. But you absolutely must proofread their final report before you push it live to your customers.
You have to.
Because if you don't, you might find out the intern hallucinated a bunch of variables or, like, wired the payment gateway backward.
That is the exact risk. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the human role in software engineering is shifting from being primarily the writers of code to being the reviewers and the architects of code.
The reviewers.
Yes. And this leads to a massive irony. In an era where AI writes the code, understanding traditional coding fundamentals is actually becoming more valuable, not less.
Hold on, I have to challenge you on that.
Okay, go for it.
You just told me the AI can build an entire multi-file web app in 10 minutes. Why on earth would I spend 6 months painstakingly learning HTML, CSS, JavaScript, or version control like Git or Python? Won't all those traditional fundamentals be entirely obsolete by next year anyway? I mean, doesn't learning manual syntax defeat the entire point of having an autonomous agent?
It's a very valid challenge. But you have to remember, software isn't a static document. It is a complex living machine.
Okay.
If an AI introduces a subtle logic flaw in your payment processing system, the app might not crash immediately. It might just silently charge the wrong accounts for a week.
Oh, wow. That would be a nightmare.
Exactly. So if you don't understand the underlying mechanics, if you don't know how HTML structures a page, how CSS styles it, how JavaScript drives the interactivity, or how a version control system like Git acts as a safe state time machine so you can revert bad changes, you will be completely paralyzed the moment the AI makes a mistake.
You won't even know where to look.
Right. You will be at the absolute mercy of the machine, blindly asking it to fix an error you don't understand, which honestly often causes it to break three other things in the process.
So you have to possess the vocabulary to actually correct the intern.
Exactly. The builders who are thriving in the current market are the ones who combine the incredible speed of AI prompt engineering with a rock-solid foundation in traditional coding principles. They read the AI's output, spot the hallucination instantly, fix the syntax manually in 10 seconds, and keep the project moving forward at light speed.
So if you, the listener, are willing to put in the work to strike that balance, you know, leveraging the speed while learning the discipline, what is the actual payoff? We're talking about a lot of industry disruption, but what does the career landscape actually look like right now?
The market demand is immense. The source material highlights a massive ongoing boom, specifically pointing to the surge happening in India.
Yeah, the hubs there are exploding.
Absolutely. Major technology hubs like Hyderabad, Bengaluru, and Pune are experiencing unprecedented growth right now. Current estimates suggest the global industry needs roughly 1 million skilled AI professionals. On the order of 1 million, yes. Because these vibe coding tools allow a single developer to output the work of 5 traditional engineers, companies are aggressively competing for people who can leverage these platforms safely, and they are paying significant premiums for that capability.
Let's make this highly actionable for the listener then. I'm sitting at my desk, I want to capture some of that value, and I have zero experience. What is literally step one? How do I start today?
The guide lays out a very practical roadmap. Step one, do not spend any money.
Good advice.
The landscape is moving too fast. Start on a free tier. Almost all of the platforms we discussed offer generous free plans that are more than enough to learn the ropes.
Okay, don't pay until you hit limits. Got it.
Right. Step two, choose a browser-based platform with live previews like Bolt.new or Replit AI. Like we discussed earlier, avoid the paralyzing friction of installing local environments. You just want to open a web browser and start typing.
Just get straight to the actual building phase to avoid the headaches.
Yes. And step three is the most critical. Build one small, completely self-contained project end-to-end. Do not try to build a massive social network or a complex sauce product on your first day.
Keep it simple.
Very simple. Build a personal to-do list. Build a landing page for your local book club. Describe the app in the prompt. Let the AI generate it. Review the code. Deploy to the web. And physically text the link to a friend. Completing that full cycle from idea to a live URL will teach you more about modern software architecture than 100 hours of passively watching video tutorials.
I love that. And step four, I assume, is where we tackle the fundamentals you were defending earlier.
Exactly. Step four is parallel learning. As you are building these small projects with AI, dedicate a fraction of your time to reading trusted foundational documentation. The guide specifically recommends MDN Web Docs, the Mozilla Developer Network, which is essentially the gold standard for learning web fundamentals,
yeah,
or the official React Docs if you're getting into that framework. When the AI makes a mistake on your to-do list app, don't just prompt it to try again. Use that broken code as your curriculum. Open the documentation, figure out why the JavaScript failed, and fix it yourself.
That is a phenomenal approach. You are using the AI not just as a builder, but as a personalized tutor whose mistakes form your lesson plan.
Exactly. It's the best way to learn.
And I want to emphasize something incredibly important from the sources regarding the job market. When you apply for these new roles, employers do not care about a stack of online certificates anymore. They really don't.
No, they don't.
They don't care if you passed a multiple choice quiz about AI ethics. What they want, what is considered the ultimate currency in the 2026 job market, is a portfolio. They want to see a GitHub repository full of real deployed projects that you can thoroughly explain at the code level.
A portfolio is undeniable proof that you can execute. It proves to an employer that you know how to navigate the almost right problem, spot errors, and ship a functioning product.
Okay, let's bring all of this together. So what does this all mean for you? We are looking at the most significant shift in software creation since the invention of high-level programming languages decades ago. Vibe coding platforms are democratizing the ability to build technology.
It's completely changing the game.
It is. It's no longer locked behind years of specialized syntax-heavy education. But the true superpower, the skill that will actually get you hired and allow you to build robust, reliable systems, belongs to those who refuse to be lazy.
Spot on.
It belongs to the people who combine the breathtaking speed of AI generation with the foundational coding skills required to review, audit, and correct the code. You get to be the visionary director, but you still need to know exactly how the camera works.
It is a profound democratization of creation, yes, but crossing the finish line still requires human judgment, domain expertise, and accountability.
Absolutely. Now, before we sign off, I want to pivot just a bit. We've spent this entire deep dive analyzing how these tools operate, the raw economics driving their adoption, and the practical steps to build a career in this new paradigm. But as we look at the bigger picture, This raises a question for you to mull over that wasn't covered in the SORC material, about the very nature of software itself.
It does. And this brings us to an implication that goes beyond the immediate developer surveys we've discussed today. If the financial cost and the time barrier to creating a fully functional, highly complex application drops to essentially zero, what happens to the actual lifespan of software?
That is a fascinating angle.
Think about the history of physical goods. When manufacturing became cheap and automated, we entered the era of disposable products. If you can build a bespoke application in 10 minutes with a simple prompt, we are inevitably going to see the rise of throwaway apps.
Throwaway apps? Wow.
Yeah. Imagine building a fully functioning custom logistics, algae tracking, and photo sharing application just for a single weekend camping trip with your friends.
Or a custom app designed solely to manage the RSVPs, dietary restrictions, and interactive playlists for one specific dinner party.
Exactly. And then when the weekend is over or the dinner party ends, you simply delete it. You discard it. When creation becomes that effortless, the value shifts entirely away from the software as a permanent artifact and moves entirely to the hyperlocal, temporary problem it solves in that exact moment.
That's a crazy thought.
It forces us to ask, how does society fundamentally change when highly complex digital infrastructure becomes as cheap and as temporary as a paper cup?
It completely rewires our relationship with the digital world. It is definitely something to chew on as you start your own building journey. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. The barrier to entry has never been lower, and the tools have never been more accessible. So right now, open a browser tab, pick a platform, and start directing your first app today. See you next time.